Members, senators, please take your seats. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Please silence all electronic devices. Mara, please call the roll.
Chair Angolia.
Present.
Vice Chair Sharif. Present. Senator Boyd. Here. Senator Burton. Here. Senator Hooper. Here. Senator Martin. Here. Senator Osgood. Here. Senator Pasadomo. Here. Senator Pizzo. Senator Trunell. A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Let the record reflect that a quorum is present. Members, today we are going to hear four bills. Just so everyone knows, we are going to temporarily postpone Senate Bill 480 by Senator DeSigley. Hold on 1 second for me, everyone. Okay, senators, we are going to move into the first bill, Senate Bill 282 by Senator Trunell. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, members, for hearing this bill. Home Service Warranty Association Finance Requirements. We're talking about a bill that amends Chapter 634 of the Florida Statutes, which regulates auto home service warranties, sometimes called extended warranties. Current law requires licensed warranty companies issued licenses from the Office of Insurance Regulation to select one of the methods of solvency. There are three options, and this bill puts them in line, makes clarifications. The Florida legislature also made this exact change last year with motor vehicle extended warranty companies. So we're just trying to align this home warranties with the bill that passed last year to make it the same framework. So this also will promote competition by allowing more insurers and higher net worth companies to operate in Florida. That is the bill.
Having explained the bill, senators, any questions of the bill sponsor? Any questions of the bill sponsor? Seeing none, Senator, I see that you have two amendments. You are recognized to introduce amendment barcode 402930.
Thank you, Chair. The amendment simply amends, corrects a cross-reference that assures that companies selecting the 100 million net worth option are not required to purchase contractual liability insurance coverage if they include accidental damage from handling coverage in their extended warranties. That is the amendment.
Having explained the amendment, senators, any questions on the amendment? Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, members, without objection, we're going to show that amendment barcode 402930 adopted. Senator, you are recognized to explain amendment barcode 633904 with title amendment.
Thank you, Chair. This one's easy, the technical title change to better reflect the intent of the bill.
Senators, any questions of this amendment? Any questions of this amendment? Seeing none, senators, without objection, we're going to show the amendment barcode 633904 adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Any questions? Showing none, we're going to go straight into public testimony. I have Tim Meenan, Florida Service Agreement Association, waiving in support. Any other public testimony? Showing none. Senators, we're in debate. Debate on the bill before us. Showing no debate. Senator Trunell, you are recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waived close, question now occurs on Senate Bill 282. Amara, please call the roll.
Senator Boyd.
Yes.
Senator Burton.
Yes.
Senator Hooper.
Yes.
Senator Martin.
Yes.
Senator Osgood.
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Pizzo. Senator Trunell.
Yes.
Vice Chair Sharif.
Yes.
Chair Angolia.
Yes. Senators, by your vote, show that Senate Bill 282 reported favorably. Senators, we are going to move to two Senate proposed committee bills, and then there is another bill by Senator Leak, but he is in another committee, so we're going to play a little air traffic control. It's almost like we're at week six right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to recognize our esteemed vice chair to introduce Senate Bill 7008. You are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Senate Bill 7008 is a bill on financial technology sandbox. The bill saves from repeal the public records exemption for certain records received by the Office of Financial Regulation relating to financial technology sandbox applications. The sandbox provisions offer financial technology innovators a more flexible regulatory framework to operate in Florida for a limited time period. The exemption is necessary to protect proprietary business information, and that is the bill.
Having explained the bill, senators, any questions of the bill sponsor? Any questions on a proposed committee bill?
Just one question. How does this exemption balance transparency with the public while protecting sensitive information?
For a response.
I would refer off to staff.
Who wants to take that? Jackie?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
The question was, how does this exemption balance transparency with the public while also protecting sensitive information?
So the exemption's very specific, so it's not exempting all information in the application. So it specifically points to very specific information in the application that would be proprietary information. So it's a very narrow exemption, if that answers the question.
It does. Thank you.
Okay. Senators, any other questions? Showing no other questions, there are no amendments. Any public testimony on this bill? Showing none. Senators, any debate on the proposed bill? Any debate? Showing no debate.
Move to close?
No. Senator Sharif moves that Senate bill SPB 7028 be submitted. I'm sorry. Senator Sharif moves that Senate bill 7028 be submitted as a committee bill. Is there any objection? 7008. I'm sorry. Let's regress. Senator Sharif moves that SPB 7008 be submitted as a committee bill. Is there objection? Showing none, show the motion adopted. Please call the roll on SPB 7008.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Martin?
Yes.
Senator Osgood?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Trunell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Sharif?
Yes.
Chair Engolian?
Yes. Senators, by your vote, show that SPB 7008 is reported favorably as a committee bill. Moving on, let's move to SPB 7010. Vice Chair, Vice Chair Sharif, you are recognized to explain the proposed bill.
SPB 7010 is the Department of Financial Services bill. This bill saves from repeal the public records exemption for certain information held by the Department of Financial Services when acting as a receiver for an insolvent insurance company. The exempt information includes records relating to the personal information of policyholders, underwriting, personnel, payroll, and consumer claim information, risk assessment summary reports, corporate governance disclosures, and information received from the National Association of Insurance Commissioners and other governmental entities. The exemption is necessary to prevent the release of information that may subject individuals to identity theft, financial harm, or other adverse impacts, as well as information of a confidential nature concerning entities such as trade or business secrets. And that concludes the information on the bill.
Having explained the bill, senators, there are questions on a proposed bill. Any questions, Senator?
So I have the same question, and I keep asking this question because it's very important that it's on record that our attempt is to protect individuals, not to hide things. So how does this exemption balance transparency with the public while also protecting sensitive information?
Again, I'm going to refer to staff.
And I'm going to refer to Tom. Tom?
Thank you. The exemption is narrowly tailored, it appears, to only those that information that is sensitive in nature as far as exposing either policyholders with either health information, bank account numbers, social security numbers, or for the business itself, what might be a trade secret. These records are all exempt when the Office of Insurance Regulation holds them. But the exemption in front of you is when an insurer becomes insolvent, those records transfer over to the Department of Financial Services. So So these exemptions mirror each other between the two departments. This has been an ongoing exemption and should be narrowly tailored for just those records of sensitive nature.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this allows us to clean up our process as it is protected under one department. Now it will be protected as it moves to the Office of Financial Services.
Tom?
Correct. It's already protected. And so what happened is this was created 5 years ago, and under our Open Government Sunset Review Act, when we first created an exemption, it's set for repeal in 5 years. And so this year, October 2nd, that exemption would go away unless we reenact it. And that's what this bill does. As October 1st, it will remove the repeal of this exemption.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Senator Pizzo.
Thanks. And maybe also for Tom from staff. What are like the neighboring states of Georgia, Alabama? How do they treat this information?
Tom?
I have not done that review, but this is based on an accreditation that the National Association of Insurance Commissioners issues to all the states, and part of it is to make sure these records are maintained in a confidential status where needed. So it's going to be limited to the sensitive financial information. And this is, you have two groups here. You have the policyholder, which will have certain health information, maybe bank account numbers, checking account where they do, you know, automatic electronic pay. And then there's also some trade secret information that may be involved with the insurance company that is going insolvent. So I have not done that research. I will double check for you and get back to you, but I'm pretty sure this is a standard protection of records.
Follow-up.
And I see in the bill analysis, one of the exceptions where this information is not exempt would be in the last bullet point from the bill analysis. In the case of personal, financial, and health information of a consumer, upon written request of the consumer or the consumer's legally authorized representative, I guess that's 631.1954A to F. So a consumer actually can make.
Yes, this consumer may request their own information.
Awesome.
And the department would then give it to that person.
Or their legal representative.
Or the representative that asked for it, correct.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Any further questions? Showing none. Are there any appearance forms? Showing none. Any debate on a proposed bill? Any debate? Showing none. Senator Sharif moves that SPB 7010 be submitted as a committee bill. Is there objection? Seeing none, show the motion adopted. Please call the roll on SPB 7010.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Martin?
Yes.
Senator Osgood?
Yes.
Senator Passidomo?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Trunell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Sharif?
Yes.
Chair Angolia?
Yes. Senators, by your vote, show that SPB 7010 reported favorably as a committee bill. Senators, we're going to move on to the last bill. This time we're going to recognize Senator Leak for Senate Bill 592, My Safe Florida Condominium Pilot Program. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 592 revises provisions of the My Safe Florida Condominium Pilot Program within the Department of Financial Services. It does revise the definition of condominium to exclude detached units on individual parcels of land. It limits participation in the program to condominiums that are three stories or more in height and, requires the structure of the building that is the subject of the mitigation grant to be at least one residential or contain at least one residential unit. It requires the approval of at least 75% of all unit owners who reside within the structure or building that is subject to the mitigation grant rather than a unanimous vote, and it eliminates the restrictions that limit grant contributions as specified in the staff analysis. It also specifies the roof mitigation techniques that may receive a grant award for buildings with a pitched roof or flat roof. That is the bill.
Having explained the bill, any questions of the bill sponsor? Any questions? Showing none, I see that you have two amendments. You were recognized to introduce amendment barcode 489992.
Thank you. This is the DFS suggested language that clarifies that the program grant would pay for roof covering so long as the covering is recommended by the initial inspection report, and also that a condo may not apply for the inspection and grant unless the condominium association has complied with the inspection requirements and the appropriate statutes.
Having explained the amendment, Senators, any questions on the amendment? Any questions on the amendment? Showing none, is there any public testimony on the amendment? I do not have any. Any debate on the amendment? Any debate? Senators, without objection, we are going to show that amendment barcode 489992 adopted. Senators, we are going to move on, and you are now recognized to introduce amendment barcode 179466.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment specifies that mitigation grants to the MySafe Florida Condo Pilot Program may only be awarded if the proposed work will result in a mitigation discount being applied to the structure. We believe that the program is intended to harden structures and reduce the risk of hurricane damage. Thus, grants should only be provided for work that will accomplish this purpose.
Having explained the amendment, Senators, any questions on the amendment? Any questions on the amendment? Senator Pizzo, on the amendment.
Thanks. And I should have asked this preliminarily. Is this retroactive?
I do not believe it is retroactive. No.
So, follow up? So all of this contemplates us funding or a new tranche of funding for going forward prospectively on another, no longer pilot, but another condominium MySafe Florida Home program.
Yeah, the funding is not part of this bill, but yes, it would contemplate additional funding going forward.
Any additional questions? Any additional questions on the amendment? Showing none, do we have any public testimony on the amendment? I see none. Senators, any debate on the amendment? Any debate? Showing none. Senators, without objection? Without objection, we are going to show that amendment barcode 179466 adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Senators, any questions on the bill as amended? Any questions on the bill as amended? Showing none, I have a couple appearance forms. Jennifer Ashton, International Association of Certified Home Inspectors, waving in support. Shantae Jones, AARP, Florida, waving in support. I have no further, is there anybody else public testimony? Showing none, we're in debate on the bill before us, in debate. Senator Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator, for bringing this good bill. I just want to thank you for continuing the program in this form. Not only does it help Floridians harden their homes, it also saves on their homeowners insurance premiums over time. So thanks for continuing the good work on this program.
Any further debate? Senator Pizzo.
And I want to echo Senator Boyd's comments. As you can imagine, it's nearly impossible to get 100% approval from ownership in these associations, or even at your own family dinner table sometimes. So I think it's a great start to go to 75%. I would still be mindful that a lot of these associations, these boards, can take out tens of millions of dollars of loans, a lot larger amounts of money with a lot less scrutiny and a threshold. So to continue to take a look at that. Also, the contract and operations amount, it's only about 6% of the total, which is very fair and pretty lean, which is nice to see. I just don't want to see it sort of track with whatever the amount of funding is. So if we put $100 million in this year or $200 million or what have you. So just some things to take a look at. But I know my constituents really appreciate the fact that we've lowered the threshold to something somewhat more reasonable.
Vice Chair Sharif.
I just want to say thank you, Senator Leak, for bringing forth such a great proposal. And I'm very supportive, and I think we should do everything we can for our community, and particularly with this particular bill, it affects our senior community that lives in condominiums, and so I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Any further debate? Showing none, Senator Leak, you're recognized to close.
I'll wave close.
Having waved close, the question now occurs on Senate Bill 592. Mark, please call the roll.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Martin?
Yes.
Senator Osgood?
Yes.
Senator Passidomo? Senator Pizzo, Senator Trunell, Vice Chair Sharif, Chair Angolia.
Yes, Senators, by your vote show that Senate Bill 592 reported favorably. Senators, that is it
Thank
for
you.
The day. If there is no further business, Senator Martin moves that we adjourn without a motion.
Chair?
Yes, Senator Pizzo.
Apologize, I missed the first vote. Could it be shown for the record as voting in the affirmative, yes, on SB 282?
Would show that change. Anybody else need to be recorded for votes? Okay, so if there are no further business, Senator Martin moves that we adjourn. Without objection, motion passes. We are adjourned.